Colin Barnett is Australia's longest-serving leader in power at the moment. He's outlasted four prime ministers, five if you count the two Rudd terms, and he's also seen five New South Wales premiers come and go. If Mr. Barnett is thrown out of office tomorrow, how will he be remembered? As she did yesterday about the opposition leader Mark McGowan, Eliza Barillo has been asking voters and those who know Mr. Barnett best what they think.
This is how former WA Liberal leader Barry McKinnon describes Colin Barnett.
I think he's an honest man, direct man, and one who makes decisions.
So what do voters think? We've taken a large picture of Mr. Barnett to Perth CBD to find out.
Can you tell me who this man is?
Yeah, that's Colin Barnett.
Okay, and three words that come to mind when you see that picture?
Likes row 8. And I know that a lot of people aren't happy with it.
What about just three words to describe him personally?
Disliked, controversial, and I think he's a decent person. Yeah.
Can you tell me who this man is?
He is the leader of the Liberals.
What's his name?
Barnett, I think his name is.
Colin Barnett?
Yes.
And can you tell me three words that describe him?
He seems arrogant, dishonest, and run away with the state finances.
Can you tell me who this man is?
Barnett.
Okay, and three words to describe him?
He's done a reasonable job, but he's up himself and he spends too much money.
Can you tell me who this man is?
Colin Barnett.
And have you got three words to describe him?
I think he's done a very good job.
Okay.
He's achieved a lot for the Perth, and I think he's a good, solid person.
During his time in office, Mr. Barnett's been described in political circles as a bit of a unilateral decision maker who can have a short temper. Barry McKinnon agrees a short temper may be Mr. Barnett's Achilles heel, but believes history will remember him kindly if he loses on Saturday.
Over time, I think what it'll demonstrate is that he's presided over one of the great leaps forward in WA's history. We saw that at the turn of the century. We've seen it with Sir Charles Court in the 60s. And now you've seen another great development surge in the state with some real benefits that have flown from that.
Mr. Barnett's overseen the development of a tourist precinct on the Swan River, a new stadium and several hospitals.
Eliza Borello reporting.